shopping, everyone. We'll see you a lot right there.
Talk about the government about before Stimulus Check. And anybody ever goes to YouTube and they listen to all the stimulus talk about Stimulus Check, there's a whole lot going on in front of YouTube. So that's how I get most of my information from YouTube. Y'all ever go and get updates on Stimulus Check? Well, this guy named Ron, he gives updates on Stimulus Check. And also the white guy, he gets stimulus, but both of them, I think they like Donald Trump, because, I don't know, I can't judge, you know, but go check them out on YouTube, they do updates on stimulus checks, and this one guy named Ron, I don't know what the white guy is, but he's just, just look up stimulus checks, they'll pop up. Today we're going to talk, about second chance, third chance, fourth chance. After 10 years, will you go back to your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, ex-husband? Will you go back and reunite and start dating again? After you say to yourself and everybody that you'll never go back to that person, to find yourself going back for them? You just dream about that person all the time? Does God still have you alone? And also those people that God know out your life. You know, the people that's been in your life, God says it's time to turn the page. Yeah, it's time to let them go. You know, it's time to let those people go. You know, like the dad said, some of them come like the season. Talk about that. Let's get started. Well, anybody watch Medea, you know, watch her plays and all, watch his plays. Tyler Perry, you know, I think his first or third play, I did talk about people coming in your life, and he said, if they want to go, let them go, you know, let them go. People hold on to people, oh, he's a nice person, he's really good, it's time to let him go, huh? Time to let these people go. You know why? Because God only wants them in your life for a period of time. Some is like the leaf, some like branches, and only a hand, only a little bit, God will let you continue on with. There will be roots like a tree. You know, when the wind blows, the leaves go. That means they go. Now you got, like Medea said, you got to watch the branches too. Because those branches, they're tricky. Some people like branches. They come in your life, and then when you get in trouble and everything, they know where to be found. So I just want to know, how many people have those kind of people? The leaves, that blows in the wind, and then you look around, they're gone, and you're in so much trouble, so much finance, and you got those branches. They stay with you until things get really bad, and then they start backing up and saying they can't handle it no more, or they wash their hands. Now, these people can be family, like brother, sister, even mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, you know, even your dogs, even your cats. Like I said, mom and dad, brothers, sisters, and of course, cousins and all, you know, uncles and aunts. I mean, but if you find this one person, like Medea said, I'm a quoter, find this one person, it's just like a root. You hold on to that person. He or she is one of your best friends and been with you since day one. you hold on to that person. That person is going to stick with you no matter what, at any storm, okay? That's the person God put there for you, you know? And that's the person that you stick with, whether it's two or one. Usually it'd be one person, or it used to be two. Y'all used to be a three. But stick with them, you know? Just stick with that person. Because when you're friends, you're supposed to be friends, you know? You're supposed to be friends, you're supposed to stay together, no matter what. All right? And it don't matter what the other person is going through. If you're there for that person, you're supposed to stay there for that person. And if you're a husband, you got to stick with your wife if she's going through a drug problem, alcohol problem, or whatever the problem is. You got to stick with her, okay? Now, some women are stronger than men. So, that husband is going through something. You got to be the strength of the family. You got to be the strength. Because right now, he's weak. He's going through a lot, you know. And he don't know how to make decisions right now. So, you have to step in as a female to make that decision. And like I said, it's been proven. Females are a little smarter than males. Just a little bit, about 10 to 15% females are smarter than males. Yeah, man made the train, man made the airplane, man made the rocket, man made the computers and all that stuff. That don't matter. Listen to James Brown's song. It's a man's world, but it's nothing without a girl or a woman. Okay? I love my woman. You know, black, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican, Russia woman, Chinese woman, Japan woman, Puerto Rican woman. I love my woman. So, this is a man's world, but it's nothing without a girl or a woman. You know, they are more smarter than we are. Sorry, men. Sorry, boys. Sorry, young men. But they are more smarter than we are. And I'm not trying to get points with women either, because there is some very dumb women out there too. I mean, so I'm not trying to get points with y'all, but I'm just saying what the research say, and that's just how y'all handle yourself and how y'all handle situations and all and everything, and how men handle stuff and everything. Look, if we ever have a woman president, I think maybe one day we'll be like 89% close to world peace. That's what I think. Because a woman will go to, she'll put everything on the table before she'd send people off to kill. But a man, uh-uh. We got some generals right now who want to just take, knock out Russia and North Korea right now. I bet you. We got some generals, four-star generals who want to just take them off the earth. And vice versa on the other side, too. I mean, Putin is scratching his head, probably pointing his head out, because he got generals telling him, enough of this. They saying you're a killer. You know, they saying you're a killer. And his advisors telling him, like, you got to do something about this. America is getting off the hook. But people in Russia, including you, Mr. Putin, President Putin, I don't know you personally. I never met you, or I saw you on TV, and I think you were one time America's most sexy man. They put you on the front page of the magazine, I think way back, some 2000, something like that. You was on the front page of the Times magazine, or the world's best man or something like that. I mean, there's some people in America like you, Putin. I mean, Russia, people from Russia. I don't got nothing to get you from people from Russia, okay? I don't know you. I don't know nobody in Russia. And the people who live here in America, it's Russia. I love your woman. I love the way y'all party. You know, the vodka drink and all. I think y'all already cool bunch, you know. I mean, y'all just like, Russia and America is no better than each other. America got its dark secret. Russia got its dark secret, okay? So Russia people, Putin, you already know this, Putin. But America is not no five-star country. We got our dirt, and we're still doing our dirt. Even on our own people, we're doing our dirt. Why you think they created NSA? Do not say anything. That's the nickname that we call NSA. It's like NFL, not for long. What they used to call, when I was working at Fort Meade, we used to call NSA. We gave it a nickname. Do not say anything. That's what NSA means. Do not say anything. Now, CIA, it means criminals. CIA, criminals of America investigated. That's I just made that up. Oh, Lord. Criminals of America investigating. And don't get me started with the FBI. Federal Bureau Investigation. Federal Bureau. I can't say the other word. Bureau. You put the other word in it with an S. Investigators. And now, I ain't going to talk about the IRS because the IRS got a lot of pressure on their hands. I mean, they got stimulus checks to get out, and they got tax refund to get out. And these people been working over the clock. And it's going to be a fourth stimulus check, okay? So, I ain't going to talk about them. But, I mean, let's get back to the girlfriend and boyfriend. I mean, you know, it's just obvious, you know. And that's, you know, I don't know what to say about it, no. And I mean, if you got a boy, I mean, men, women are smarter than men, okay? Just put it like that. Also, is you broke up with your husband, excuse me, you broke up with your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, and it been, I say, y'all been broke up for at least like 10 to 15 to 20 years. You know, it's been a long time since all that mess became between y'all. Y'all kids are all grown up. I mean, he haven't got remarried or nothing. He haven't got remarried. You haven't got remarried. You just fooling around. He ain't fooling around with nobody. I mean, he's dreaming about you. He always talking about you. You know, he forgive you. He love you. For having his children and everything. But you a woman, you got that attitude, you know. But will you give each other a second chance? Another chance? That's my question. Will you give each other another chance if the opportunity comes and it's possible? Now, for that other chance to come, he has to be up in his game, not still down where he was when you left him or when you left her. He have to be up in his game. I would say in his career. That means he moved from his pay-by job, everyday job, to another job, his career job, the one that he wanted. He got everything together. She got her life together. And you see him and he haven't been married. You ain't been married. You taught him fooling around and everything. And y'all start talking. Now, this is a different situation with me and my ex because it's never going to happen because there's a lot of stuff piled up in that past that it would never happen. Even though if I do see her, I'm not going to go and beat her down with a stick or nothing. If I pass on the streets and everything, I am going to be polite to say, how you doing and everything. I mean, if just to prove yourself that you forgive, you got to just move on. And if you do see your ex on the street and you're still mad at her and you walk the other way and don't say nothing, that means you haven't forgotten yet, forgive them yet, or forgive her yet. So, like I said, if I see Candy on the street, either downtown or somewhere, yeah, I'll stop and talk to her and everything. And I'll tell her where I'm at, you know, tell her I got a new apartment, you know, I got a new job, I got my learner's permit, going to get my driving license, and I'm doing great, you know. And I forgive you. I forgive everything you did, you know. I still love you because you gave me 6 beautiful children. I'm not in love with you, but I still love you, you know. And I 100% forgive you for all the negative stuff that you put out there, and you did. And don't get wrong, I did some negative stuff too, you know. And forgiveness got to be both ways if the other person can forgive. I mean, you got to ask God if you have to give on your knees and put your hands together. You got to tell God to touch your heart and help you forgive. Because the only way you're going to move on if you forgive, you know, and you're going to get to that next level. As long as God have your hand, you have that shield of God on and everything, you're going to get to that next level. But I just want to know, will y'all get back together? Like I said, my situation is way different. And the answer to my and y'all question to me, no, I will not get back with Candy, but I will forgive her. And if I ever see her again, I will stop and talk to her and say hi to her and ask her how she's doing. I won't be mean and nasty at all. I wasn't grown up like that. I don't think Aunt Nancy and them would want me to do that, because you got to forgive, you know. And my mom and dad and Lisa and all, I don't think they would want me to do that. You know, they would rather me to talk to her and show her that I moved on. And, you know, and things are far away from that situation now. No, and I forgive you. And I think guys got to realize, I'm talking about your guys, it don't matter what your ex-wife did to you. She divorced you. I ain't saying she divorced you because you need to be divorced. I mean, I ain't talking about the guys who like to beat on women and all, because you do need to be divorced if you do beat on women. And that's not right. You should never hit a woman. I don't care who she is. You should treat your girlfriend and your wife just like your mom and your sister. If you treat your mom and sister like a queen, then your wife should be right up there on that shelf as queen, because she's going to give you your family. She's going to make sure that you can bed and dress and make sure you get everything you need. Physical and emotional. You know, that's what God put her there for. She's going to be your entire best friend in the whole world. That means you don't have to leave your mom and dad and turn your back on your sister and brother. But the Bible says, once you marry, you must leave your mom and dad. You must leave your mom and dad, and y'all become one. And that's why I try to tell Candy, she got to leave her parents, so we can come one. But it's not all her fault. It's just the way she was grown, raised, you know. And I don't blame anyone, Lorna, and nothing like that. But it was just the environment that she had to go through and the things she had to go through. I'm not saying Lorna wasn't there for her or her stepmother wasn't there for her, because I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't know her when she was young. I didn't know Norinda when she was young. When she had Marianne and Candy. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, Candy made some really bad allegations against her father. And those allegations wound up putting her in foster care. And so that's why things went the way they did with her. You know? And for her not to have a parent in there, she wanted one of her children to follow her in foster care to do what she did and everything. You know, she wanted that life for them. She wanted to put Jessica in foster care instead of putting her with me, who got an apartment and who got services and everything. Mostly got everything, you know. And according, I mean, you can get it online. You can go online and hire someone, a caretaker. Because I see it on TV. You can hire a caretaker. They got apps for that now. They actually got apps for babysitters. So, and social service, they wouldn't have worked with me. I know they would have worked with me. Because when Michael ran, my son Michael, he ran away. He didn't call his mother. He called me. He ran away. He was sleeping at McDonald's. I went at Reynolds Mills. Yeah, way out there in the Reynolds Mills. That's where he was living. He was sleeping at a McDonald's. I mean, he was homeless. Put it like that. And he was working at the airport. And I told you the story before. So he got in touch with a guy. He asked the guy, can you use the phone? So the guy called me, told me everything. And I told the guy, so take him to the police, state police, and everything. Report that he's a runaway. He's missing. He's in foster care. He can't come here. He got to be reported and go back home. And then after that, those weeks came. Mr. Moses and another social worker came to my home and asked me, did I want Michael? But I wasn't ready to take Michael right away because I didn't have everything together either. I was going through a lot of stuff. Now, this was before Candace passed away and everything. And I wasn't on that level to take him, you know. But they found him another home and everything. You know, I don't, to this day, I don't know why he ran away. Because Miss Stacy and Mr. Wishikon, they was really good to him. He tried to say they was mean, but I don't think so. You know, I think they gave him a lot of stuff, you know. And when Candace passed away, they came from always from Reynolds Mills to down to John Hopkins. In the midnight, they got out of their bed and came down so he can be with his sister. And this was midnight. This was like 10, 11 o'clock. Those people came to John Hopkins, you know, East Baltimore. Just so Michael could be with his sister, you know. But still, it's just, I think it's just, sometimes it's the way you raise too, you know, but the question is, will y'all get back together? If the male got his act together, and all the reason that you left him, you see a 100% improvement, and y'all think that it can work again when you get back together with him. You know, if he was acting like a child or playing video games and stuff like that and wouldn't listen and stuff like that, but he totally did a 360. and he just got everything together. He got his career. He working. He doing what he's supposed to do. You know, he can ready to buy a car. He can ready to buy his own home. I mean, big improvement, huh? Same vice versa with the woman, too. Because, like I said, there's a lot of bad mamas out there. I mean, but most of the time it's the males. And I'm just saying, after 10, 15, 20 years, y'all see each other where y'all reunite and get back together. Now, this might be a surprise with your children because when y'all broke up, y'all couldn't stand each other, you know. And y'all wouldn't even talk each other. But like I said, time healed all wounds. And I think if the situation is right, I think it should, you know. Now, sometimes it's just not going to work, you know. Those situations were so bad then, you just can't do it. Like I said, but you forgive and you're glad that person is doing good. And you pray for that person because he's doing good or she's doing good. But you say no thanks. Didn't work the first time. We can't get anything. But you're friends now. You know, y'all call each other, y'all talk, you know. So, I mean, yeah, and yeah, I think y'all still can be friends and everything. Y'all feel like, nah, I don't think so. I mean, most of the time it's the woman going to say answer these questions. And most of them want to say, no, thank you. That's good that he's got himself together. That's good that he got his act together, got what he wants and everything. He's doing what he's supposed to do, you know. He's paying his child support on time and all that stuff. He got his stuff together. But in your mind, you're saying that he should have did that when we were together. Well, maybe the time wasn't right, you know. Maybe he was going to work. He was going to school. He, you know, and things were just wasn't there right now, you know. And I don't know. It depends on your situation. And then it depends on how he treats you or how she treats you. But like I said, most of the time, it's up to the woman to say, yeah, let's give it another shot. I mean, maybe the guy would say, okay, I still have feelings for you. And the woman would say, yeah, I still have feelings for you. And y'all get a second shot. Or y'all see each other again and say, nah, but we can be friends. And both of y'all agree with each other, you know? Now, with my situation, I wouldn't hate candy and all. And I wouldn't throw the possibility out that we can be friends and all. No. I wouldn't throw that possibility out, no. Not best friends, but just like, I would say 7% friends. Like, not hang out and all that stuff, but 70% friends. No. But that's the question some people need to think about. Second chances, third chances, fourth chances, fifth chances, 28 chances, 128 chances. Now, you say you're doing it for the children. Don't do that, okay? Don't say you're doing it for the children. Don't put the children in there because both of y'all should have your own separate love for your children. Now, and you got to tell your children it's not their fault because y'all not together. That's the first thing when y'all first break up. You got to tell them none of this is your fault. Okay? No matter how much y'all hate each other, You got to sit down and talk to your boys and girls and your young ladies and boys, both female and male. You got to say, this is not your fault. You got to let them know it's not your fault. And if y'all do break up and divorce, try to keep the things on the down easy with them, okay? When it's time for the father to visit, to take them to visit, don't alienate them, okay? Like, you going over at his house, he no good. Don't alienate them. With that word, I'm trying to think of it. Alienate, something like that. Something Dr. Phil was saying. When one parent talk about the other parent, alienation, something like that. I'm sure some of y'all know what I'm trying to say. Don't talk bad about the other parent, okay? To your kids, okay? Just tell them, we love each other. Things didn't work out while we were together. But I forgive him. He forgive me. And it's better this way if we separate. That's all you have to say. Now, some kids, like some guys, some little young men, some young ladies going to take that little upset because maybe they're a daddy girl. Maybe they're a daddy boy. Or maybe they're a mommy boy or a mommy girl. And don't alienate them, okay? Because don't ask them to take your side or you tell them to take your side against your mother and all, okay? When you talk about your mother, talk about their mother or talk about their father. Try to say good things about them. Because I never say good, bad things about Candy around the kids. I always told them, it's not their fault. None of this is your fault. Your mother loves you. She just going through things. And you got to pray for her. And I told the three girls that all the time. Ashley, Candace, and Jessica, when they was coming over here. And you just got to pray for them, you know. And my three girls, they accept it, you know, because they love Shauna. Shauna was the girl that I was dating, you know. I talked to New York and everything. She used to come over here and help me with the girls. Used to do their hair and everything. They love Shauna. And every time they come over here, they ask about Shauna. You know, Shauna coming, Shauna coming, Henry coming. And you know, and also when Ernest Newkirk was in the picture, I think the girls accept Ernest too. Because, you know, even though I didn't yet, but I think they did. But I never talk bad about them. No, I always kept it to myself, you know. So that's what some of y'all gotta do. Y'all just broke up and everything. Just tell your kids it's not their fault, okay? Things will get better, and we'll work out things. We'll work things out between me and your dad, okay? Who knows? Things might become real good, you know. And y'all might become best friends. One of y'all get remarried. The other person get remarried. All four of y'all become best friends. And nope, God has his ways to working things out. If you put him in it, he will work it out for you. You know? Believe me, he will. I know these things. But I really think it shouldn't be this and that and all that, okay? In the news, they talking about a number of stimulus check. And I'm sure everybody hear about this. It's the fourth stimulus check. It's starting to come out more and more and more. And I tried to tell everybody that it was coming. And how many of y'all think that we should get a fourth stimulus check? I think we should just put one more round in everybody's bank account. Just one more round. Now, all this is not going to go through because everybody that work, our lawmakers, they go on recess in August. And this is how much I've been paying attention to this. They go on recess in August, and the Speaker of the House, she want to get this bill passed by July. And once the bill is passed, it's something they do, Democrats do, when they have all 50 Democrats together and all 50 Republicans together. And the tiebreaker is the vice president. And since she's Democrat, there'll be 51. It's a name for it, but I can't think of the name. And it would be enough, 51 would be enough to pass the law, his Build Back plan that President Joe Biden got. His Build Back Better plan would come to law. Now, he wants this to become law to fix our electricity on our nation grids, electric grids, our electric systems, our bridges, our roads, and so much more, you know. He wants this bill to pass. And I think it's a lot of money in this bill. I mean, it's up in the T's. Jordan. I think it's bigger than the second one. I think this bill is more bigger than the third one. Now, the Build Back Better program, law, once it comes law, and it will become law. Don't worry about that, guys, because it will become law. I'll just say that I would love one more round of stimulus checks, and then $1,000 in everybody's bank account, and then until this pandemic is over with. Now, everybody think just because the Vaseline is out and all the states are getting vaccinated and everything, things will begin slowly to reopen and all. Because when I went downtown Friday, I just walked around downtown and I seen a lot of people in bars and all. Some of them were wearing masks, some of them wearing face masks. You know, I mean, I couldn't judge because maybe someone got vaccinated, but still, you need to wear the mask, you know. But I'm so glad that all the bars and all everything is getting back to normal. I mean, I just walked around and seen, I was like, yes, we're getting back out here, you know. And Joe Biden want to do this before the 4th of July. Hopefully, his bill will pass before the 4th of July. And a lot of people are getting vaccinated. He reaching his goal. You know, those Vaselines are reaching their goals. But the governor of Maryland said that they cut off Maryland supply. I think I heard it on the news on my phone. I was reading about it. And they cut off Maryland supplies for a while. Or the Vaseline. Now, I already got my shots. Both of my shots. And I think Maryland is doing pretty, really pretty good. Because ain't that many cases in Maryland. I mean, not enough to say it's good. It's still, I think, critical condition. Not in red, but it's in yellow. Critical condition, but stable. And Maryland's not out the woods, okay? We're not out the woods. Not by a field goal. Okay? And I just think that everybody here in Maryland, here in Baltimore, please wear your mask, go get vaccinated, and just don't watch too much of the news. Just watch a little bit. Just get enough information so you can know where to go to get vaccinated and know what's going on. Because I think the government said they cut our supplies off. I don't know how that's going right now again. But I did hear it on my phone and read it on my phone. So just try. Whatever they get vaccinated at, go get vaccinated. The Maryland Fairground. You can go to the Maryland Fairground and get vaccinated. Or maybe you call your local news. Maybe you call your doctors in our office. But people, go get vaccinated, okay? And I'm talking to the people all over the world. If you got the vaccination, vaccinate, go get vaccinated, okay? Okay? If you got the, vaccine, okay? Please go get vaccinated so we can get our TV shows back to 100% and we can start seeing more Star Trek. And all, okay? And all the cast and crew of Star Trek Discovery, thank you for coming back. I can't wait to see y'all on the screen again. I'm going to buy a new TV for the fourth season. And before the fourth season comes, I'm going to watch all three seasons of Discovery. It's one of the best Star Treks yet, okay, since Deep Space Nine. One of the best Star Trek since Deep Space Nine. I love all three seasons of Star Trek. And it's got so much negative on YouTube, so much negativity out there. And then Netflix and Prime Video didn't even give it a chance. But all your stars and all your crews, y'all taking a risk for the Star Trek fans. Y'all coming out, going to Canada, and y'all filming the fourth season of Star Trek. Y'all up there in Canada, y'all filming the fourth season of Star Trek. Of course, you're taking a risk, you know. And as this pandemic still goes, and you're wasting your family and all. I mean, that's what I call dedicated, true, loving people. I mean, the past cast, they would do the same thing. Like, the cast of the Enterprise, they would do the same thing. The cast of Voyager, they would have did the same thing. Deep Space Nine, they would have did the same thing. Next Generation, even the original cast, they would have did the same thing because I don't think it's the money y'all do it for. I don't really think that y'all get paid that a lot. Y'all get paid more than I do, but it's a lot, but I don't think y'all get paid, you know, and like that. And y'all do it because I think it's like 60% love and 55% because the money and all that. But I think 60% y'all do it because y'all love the fans. Even though some of the fans, I call them, this is what I call them, Discovery troll haters. That's what I call them. And I do get on them when they talk about Discovery. Discovery troll haters. Some people are so afraid of changes, they can't see straight. Now, the thing, I mean, I love Picard too. Picard is getting better and better. Patrick Stewart, the cast of Picard, and crew. Love y'all too. Keep up the good work. The cast and crew of Lower Decks, thank you for coming back. I love the show. It's a different kind of Star Trek. It's funny. It's funny. You know? And I'm going to go watch some episodes of Lower Decks and Discovery when I finish this. But for all the new Star Trek, from Picard to Discovery to Lower Decks, even the new Star Trek, Miss Janeway, the woman who played new Miss Janeway, the new Star Trek cartoons coming out. Thank you for the guy who created all this, Bad Robot, and the guy who's in charge of Star Trek. Thank you. I'm a huge fan, and I thank you, okay? I thank you. And I'm not a troll hater, a Star Trek troll hater, okay? I love everything you do. It's some episodes of Discovery I don't like, but it's some episodes of Enterprise I don't like. Some episodes of Deep Space Nine I don't like. Some episodes of Next Generation and original Star Trek I don't like. Some of them is just a drag. And don't mean I don't like them, but they drag, like dragging their feet. You know, like the writers was on some, like they was drunk when they wrote that episode. Okay? Just say some of them is. I'm talking about all the Star Trek. Some episodes of all the Star Trek, including Discovery, Picard. The writers was just a little drunk when they was writing. But we love you, writers. We love you. On all the Star Trek episodes and series, we love you. Because y'all work hard. They still beat on Voyager. You know, fans still beat on Voyager. And it's no bad Star Trek, okay? I say it's not no bad Star Trek. But season 4 and season 5 is already mapped out. That means it's going to be a season 5. Hopefully we'll get a season 6 and 7. I'm hoping. But like I said, if we get a season 5, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I will pray for 6 and 7, but if we just get 5 seasons of Discovery, that's a blessing. Star Trek is back. And I don't care about the Star Trek trolls and haters. Star Trek is back. And we got an African female woman as captain of a starship. She might be way in the future, but we got a captain. Alright? I was watching a video, one of the troll haters. He was talking about Deep Space. He was talking about Discovery. And he was pointing out all the bad things about Discovery in season 4. And he was just one of the people who was saying that it wasn't going to be a season 3. It wasn't going to be a season 2. He's one of the people who said it wasn't going to be a season 2 or season 3. And guess what? People who believe in God, we prayed for y'all. And y'all got the season 2, season 3, and you got season 4. Because the Lord said, yes, you're right. And of course, the pandemic. Y'all need to work. We need to put the economy back in action. So, I think that's another reason. We can't let y'all be out of work, you know. Now, Star Wars, I don't really follow Star Wars, but on the Star Wars side, I guess they're working on a new Star Wars movie, and a new Star Wars show, TV show. But I'll give you information on that if I hear about Star Wars. No news about Grand Theft Auto 6. So fans, when during that 406, I had no news. Okay? But 6 will probably won't be out until like 2022 or 2023. Because the pandemic, you know, blocked everything. So I don't think it's going to come out this year or next year. So 21, 22, you probably still won't see Grand Theft Auto. But I'm sure it's in development. It's probably in development hell. It's what they call when a movie starts their production. They call it development hell. So that's the way the games do too now. So fans, just keep up. Just keep praying that it would come out. We will start hearing something in 2023. Because 21 and 22, I think Rockstar is going to keep us in the dark until 23. Then we probably start hearing about it in 23. And I really think sometime in 2024, we're going to see Grand Theft Auto 6. That's what I think. And of course, the former Donald Trump is still running his mouth about stuff and everything. It's just a lot of crazy stuff with the Republicans that's going on. You know, it's not even worth talking about. I hope everybody had a good Easter. And I just want to know, what's your favorite Easter movie? The Ten Commandments or The Passion of Christ? Mel Gibson, The Passion of Christ or The Ten Commandments? Now, The Ten Commandments is my favorite movie. It sits there way up under Star Wars and Star Trek. It sits on top of Star Trek and Star Wars. It's my favorite movie of all time. Because it tells a story about God and how he wrote the Ten Commandments and Moses. Now, on Easter, I watched the story of Jesus, and I watched the Ten Commandments. Now, I do this all the time because when my grandmother was living, I used to sit there and watch it with her. And I just keep the tradition alive, you know. So every Easter, I watch the Ten Commandments. You know, sometimes when I feel it, I just put the movie on too and start watching it. Now, The Passion of Christ, that was a good movie too. Has anybody ever remember when it first came out, people was getting sick, coming out the movie, getting sick, throwing up? Well, those people, they didn't have, I don't think they had God in them. Because when they went to see the movie, they were throwing up in the movie, getting sick, passing out. No. Yeah. It was stories when that movie came out. I mean, if you don't believe it, just look it up on Google. And I got to give a shout out to all my listeners. All my 81 downloaded listeners. All my 400 followers and all the people who gave me a like on speaker. Thank you. Love you. From cities to cities. Dallas, shout out. Washington, Virginia, shout out. And other cities too. Baltimore, definitely you. And hopefully we'll get more likes. Thank you for speaker. Thank you, iHeart Radio. Thank you for the other couriers. Just go to my Facebook, put a like, go to Twitter, and go to Instagram. Find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And of course, you can listen to this on YouTube, and I do make a YouTube video. I'm going to be making that tonight too, and it's going to be like 5 episodes of this coming out, but we ain't putting it out all at one time. So I'm going to be doing sections of this and everything. I got to give a shout out to all my cousins on both sides of the family. Love y'all guys. Hope you had a great Easter. Hoping you're having a great spring. Those who don't like summer or spring, I feel you. I'm a fall and winter time. And all y'all do, I hope that y'all enjoy yourself, and I hope the bugs don't eat you to death. To my aunts and uncles, my Nancy, my Diane, my Al's, my Beretta, my Murray, Mom, Dad, my brother and sister, and my nieces and nephews. Love you. And to all the fans all over the country and the world who listen to this, one more time, thank you. Keep putting them lights up. Keep listening to the show. I promise you, things are going to start getting better as time goes along. You're going to be able to call in and get your comments and everything and all. But just remember, my book comes out. You can pre-order my book called Selfish in June, sometime in June or July. You can pre-order it. It would be on Amazon. It's called Selfish by Coy Whitlock. That's Selfish. It's a short story. Pre-order it. And then once you pre-order it, August the 9th, it will be released. And you will get it on your Kindle. Or you can buy it in paperback. Selfish by Coy Whitlock. My first book. Now, that goes for everyone. Everyone in the country, including my family, friends, and all. Go buy the book, please. And keep listening to the show. And to my kids, love you. Hope y'all are listening. Jessica, wherever you at, don't worry. We're going to find you, okay? Nothing ain't going to stop me from seeing you. We're going to find you. Myra, I love you. We're going to get together again. And to everyone, I wish you luck. Get vaccinated. Listen to the news. Be careful. Wear your mask. I love you. May the force of God be with you. Live long and prosper. Watch out for each everybody. And be good. Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and I love you. See you next episode. Good night, everyone.